Our first presenter is probably pretty well known to most of you. Leanne Heffin is an avid historian, also a history lecturer at Massey University, but well known for her research into matters Palmerston North, and was part of the research team for some of our earlier military history presentations, and also the book The City at the Centre. So without further ado, Leanne, welcome you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So my name's Leanne Hackman, and it was quite a few years ago I did the military history of Palmerston North. So I was commissioned by the council to write a chronology, just basically bullet points, of all the military history of Palmerston North, and it was to encompass people, places and events, and also provide a bibliography specific to the history, military history of Palmerston North. It was quite a few years ago now, and I feel like I want to do a second edition, so that might be in the books. Also, most recently, I did a chronology of the Palmerston North Showgrounds for the Arena Project, and that helped to inform the history boards that you see in the entrance to the arena. So a couple of months ago, the entrance to the Central Energy Trust Arena was opened, and I was lucky enough to be there. And if you go there, you'll see a number of those history boards dotted around the place, and plus some quotes in the concrete. And what is clear is that the history of the showgrounds is intricately linked with the military history of Palmerston North. The other key site that has a strong history of military activity in Palmerston North is Arapuni Racecourse. So why was Palmerston North used so extensively for military activities? Well, there's two main reasons that I think. That is, it was a central place, city at the centre book. So it was central between Taranaki, Whanganui, Hawke's Bay, Poverty Bay, and of course Wellington. And we had excellent railway links. Additionally, we had the facilities. So at the showgrounds, apart from the grounds themselves, there were enormous entertainment halls, produce hall, a machinery hall, along with a cattle pavilion, a sheep pavilion. And at the showgrounds, underneath the large grandstand, were kitchen facilities as well. Arapuni Racecourse had similar facilities, but perhaps at a smaller scale. Therefore, Palmerston North was an excellent choice for large military groups from the central regions to train, hold tournaments, and also hold military displays. So I'm going to first talk about the showgrounds, and then I'll talk about Arapuni. So I'm going to go a little bit backwards and forwards in time, so bear with me. So the showgrounds were established at a very early part of Palmerston North's history. They were established in Cuba Street in 1886. By 1890 to 91, a range of organisations used the showgrounds, such as sports clubs, the Palmerston North Rifle Club, and of course the Rugby Club. But one of the key uses at that early time for military activities were tournaments. On the 12th of February 1901, the Imperial Representative Corps arrived in Palmerston North. They paraded around the square with the Manawatu Mounted Rifles, the Palmerston North and the Palmerston North Rifles. The parade concluded at the showgrounds. This was an enormous event for Palmerston North. It was part of a tour of New Zealand and Australia to celebrate the South Africa War and also the inauguration of the Commonwealth. Now, the population of Palmerston North was only about 6,000, but the newspaper reports say that 12,000 people attended this event. I'm like, okay, cool. But they did put on special trains to invite people from around the region to come to Palmerston North. So it certainly was an enormous activity in Palmerston North. What you can see here is the Imperial troops along with the Mayor and the councillors. The mayor at this time is Mayor Henry Hayden, and he's just there in the middle in the lighter coloured suit with the hat and the grey beard. So annual volunteer military training camps were also held from 1901 at the showgrounds. The Palmerston North Guards and the Palmerston North Rifles and the Manawatu Mounted Rifles would encamp for 1 week, and the public were invited to the military displays. So this is, as you can see, an enormous group shot of the Palmerston North Guards, the Rifles, the Manawatu Mounted Rifles, and the brass bands. On the 9th of January, sorry, on the 9th of November 1906, here you go, Joe. the Palmerston North celebrated King Edward the 567th's birthday with the inaugural military tournament at the showgrounds. This is Joe's favourite photo. So this is the military tournament from 1908, and it shows the Wellington Engineer Volunteers with their improvised bridging competition. This is another one from 1909, showing the Palmerston North Rifles, and I think on the flyer was the other one with them holding the guns. So these tournaments continued to be an annual event on the King's birthday until his death in 1910. On the 3rd of January 1911, a large naval and military tournament took place at the Palmerston North Showgrounds, with crowds numbering 7,000 to 8,000, that sounds more likely. Along with the New Zealand forces, a troop of Tasmanian field artillery participated in that event. And that's the Palmerston North Guards. On the 3rd of March 1911, the Wellington Military District Headquarters moved to Palmerston North. It was thought, again, Palmerston North was more centrally located with those good railway links. Also, unlike Wellington, it wasn't prone to coastal enemy attack. It was the headquarters for the four military districts of Wellington, Manawatu, Taranaki and the Hawke's Bay. And Boer War veteran Edward Chater, if you might know Chater Street, was promoted to the rank of temporary colonel and appointed commander of the headquarters. On the 7th of August 1911, a week-long officers' camp began at the showgrounds. About 400 officers from the Wellington Military District attended the camp, and it was in the command of Edward Chater. In August 1914, the showgrounds were used as a remount depot for the First World War, and then used as at regular intervals as a stopover for troops going to other military camps. This is the produce hall, and it later became a military recreation room, as requested by the Palmerston North Patriotic Society. The AMP Association still held a show in 1917, although people were a bit doubtful whether that was appropriate. And then finally, peace celebrations marking the end of World War I were held on the 19th of July 1919. These had been delayed because of the influenza epidemic. Military groups paraded around the square and speeches were conducted at the showgrounds. All schools were represented with about 800 children in attendance. Overall, a crowd of about 7,000 packed the showgrounds. Okay, I'm just going to plug my next article that's going to be in the Manawatu Journal of History. But also feeds quite nicely into military history of the showgrounds. So on the 3rd of February 1931, a major earthquake struck the Hawke's Bay, and a decision was made to evacuate the women and the children. The mayor offered to take refugees to come to Palmerston North. The arrangements at the showgrounds were organised by Brigadier James Henry White. White had actually recently retired from that Central Military Command headquarters here in Palmerston North. And because he retired, he didn't actually get paid to look after this refugee camp. The refugee camp at the showgrounds was placed under military control, with White supported by Defence Force staff who were paid. The group swung into action with military control and volunteer assistance. So on the 4th of February, 3,000 blankets arrived from the military stores by 5 p.m. and the places were filled with straw. The machinery hall was set up for married couples, the number 4 shared for single men. Tarpaulins and sheets were set up as partitions in the halls. John Ditz of the YMCA set up a record space in the Breeders' Club, which was just on the Cuba Street side of the showgrounds, with the assistance of the YMCA clerks. The large entertainment hall and produce hall were made ready with beds and bedding and toilet arrangements for the women and children. The military authorities under Brigadier White arranged an army ration scheme for the allocation of goods, although they did quite often get told off for giving too many clothes and too much food. Inside the headquarter block, 7 typists were working continuously, recording names and destinations of each refugee that came to the camp. Mr. Person of the City Council was in charge, and the Defence Department adopted a card system to record the names. And I've seen the records, and they're really meticulous with their record keeping. Throughout the day and night of the 5th and 6th, a steady stream of cars, organised by the Manawatu Automobile Association, arrived, and a system quickly became organised where each car that entered was directed to a parking area where the refugees and their few possessions were registered and immediately taken to their quarters. Meals were available 24 hours a day in the full kitchen under the stand. However, Brigadier White realised the camp would need further kitchen facilities and an auxiliary kitchen was established. The YMCA organised a depot to receive donations at the number 4 shed. By the early morning of the 6th of February 1931, 1,836 refugees had been registered at the showgrounds, representing 1,157 adults and 679 children, all of which were either accommodated at the showgrounds or subsequently billeted. If you want more detailed information, you'll have to wait for the journal. Refugees continued to arrive for the next 7 weeks. And on the 28th of March, the showgrounds relief camp was closed. Over the course of the 7 weeks, 8,000 refugees had passed through the camp. The population of Palmerston North was only 20,000 at the time. And while the showgrounds had been a distributing centre for many people, resulting in a large floating population, a number of families resided there for the entire time because they were waiting to return to Hawke's Bay. Additionally, 900 refugees were also placed at the Awapuni camp. Moving on to Second World War. In December 1940, one of the largest concentrations of troops in New Zealand arrived in Palmerston North when battalions comprising of the 2nd Infantry Brigade concentrated there for brigade training. The Wellington West Coast and Hawke's Bay Battalion occupied the showgrounds, and the Taranaki camp camped at the rifle range at Hokafitu. Just talk a little bit about the Māori Battalion. The 28th Māori Battalion was formed as part of the 2nd New Zealand Division, the fighting arm of the 2nd New Zealand Expeditionary Force. During the Second World War, Major George Dittmer was appointed commanding officer. On the 25th of January 1940, the battalion first assembled at Palmerston North Showgrounds for military training, which continued for 3 months. This is my favourite picture of the Māori Battalion. And another one. On On the 29th of April 1940, the battalion held a ball in the entertainment hall at the showgrounds as a farewell to Palmerston North, and this invite was given to Charlotte Warburton, who was the head of the Women's War Service Auxiliary. On the 2nd of May 1940, the 28th Māori Battalion marched from its camp at the showgrounds, paraded through Cuba Street and Rangitic Street, and along the south side of the square, to a position in front of the band rotunda, from which addresses were given from the Prime Minister, Peter Fraser, and the Mayor of Palmerston North, Gus Mansford. On May 2nd, 1940, the 28th Māori Battalion marched to Palmerston North Railway Station for embarkation. Huge crowds gathered to farewell the soldiers. 681 men sailed from Wellington with the second echelon of the No. 2 New Zealand Expeditionary Force aboard the famous luxury liner, the Aquitanian. In January 1941, approximately 650 troops mobilised at the showgrounds to train for overseas service. The men were engineers and machine gunners, and the main body of the tents were erected at the rear of the main station. There were a number of military camps in around Palmerston North that supported the Home Defence Divisions. By the mid-1942, there was quite a few around the place. Including at the showgrounds, at the Army Staff College at Massey, at Linton Military Camp, at Awapuni Racecourse, and there was also a military camp in Foxton. Just to name some of them, there were others. In January 1945, a huge fire swept through the showgrounds building, extending from Cuba Street along the boundary of dwellings on the southern side of Watergrave Street. There was heavy loss of army ordnance stores. The army had been using the buildings at the showgrounds for storage for several years. According to the Manawatu Standard, the estimated losses was as high as £1 million, which you can imagine is a lot in 1945. Okay, so that's where I'm going to finish the showgrounds for now. I'm just going to have a drink and we'll move on to Awapuni Racecourse. The first horse race course was actually situated at the end of Park Road and met there from July 1883 until 1903. But there were problems with erosion, and the Manawatu Racing Club opened the Awapuni race course in December 1903. And a branch railway was laid in 1905 to carry patrons from Palmerston North to the race course. On the 13th of August 1914, the Awapuni Racecourse was leased by the Wellington Military District authorities and became a temporary training ground. It began receiving men from East Coast, Taranaki, Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa, Manawatu and Wellington. By the 25th of August, 81 officers and 2,680 men were based there. And if you notice on the left in the middle, a whole bunch of horses as well. On the 25th of August 1914, Ludolf Edward Wynne West died of pneumonia at Awapuni Camp just 3 days after war was declared. He was accorded a full military funeral. On the 25th of August 2006, he was officially recognised as New Zealand's first casualty of the First World War at a ceremony at his graveside at Terracen Cemetery. Just see if I got another one of those. Oh, yeah. After 6 weeks of training, the men at Awapuni Racecourse left for Wellington, and as you can see, during those 6 weeks of training, there was a national election. So these are the men voting. During the 6 weeks, 4,198 men passed through the camp, making it the biggest camp in New Zealand at the time. Many of these men went on to serve at Gallipoli, and it has been suggested that Anzac Park was named for these specific men that were trained in Palmerston North. A training camp for the New Zealand Medical Corps was opened at Awapuni Racecourse on the 6th of October 1915. This replaced the haphazard medical training program previously carried out at Trentham. 350 to 400 Army medical personnel were based there at any given time. It was the only location used for training the New Zealand Medical Corps and one of the largest camps at the time. Now, during this First World War, there was, with conscription, there was a problem which they weren't expecting, and they were conscientious objectors, and they didn't know what to do with them, where to put them, where to hold what they perceived as to be criminals. And in 1917, some of them began to be transferred to Awapuni camp. The camp commanders didn't know what to do with them, so they just held them there until they were told what else to do. So this is some of the New Zealand Medical Corps getting ready for their kit inspection on the grandstand at Awapuni Racecourse. And yes, that is where they, some of them slept. And they also dug trenches for training, and they did have to put everything back to be ready for horse racing later. At the beginning of November 1918, the influenza pandemic struck in Palmerston North. Some of you may remember me talking about that in 2019. I did an article about the influenza pandemic, which now seems weird. And I think if I wrote the article again, having experienced a pandemic, I may write it quite differently. So right at the very end of October, the first few days of November, the influenza pandemic came to Palmerston North, and it swept through the close quarters of Awapuni Medical Corps camp. By the 5th of November 1918, there were 60 cases reported in the camp, which doubled 2 days later. On the 9th of November 1918, the first death in Palmerston North was a serviceman in Awapuni camp named Private E.H. Barber. However, the camp was able to quarantine themselves really quickly, which meant the influenza swept through within about a week. And once they recovered from the infection, they came out into Palmerston North and helped with the healthcare responders in the community. And one of the things they did was clean and fit out the soldiers' club, ready for as a temporary hospital. And so this is some of them. So you see the medical corps, and they helped with the volunteer nurses. And also the Boy Scouts went out to the homes to give supplies, because once you got that illness, you couldn't leave your bed. And the other thing that's striking about this illness, which just keeps coming to mind now, is it struck young people. So these illnesses don't always just strike the elderly. Predominantly, this one struck the young. And you were just talking about the Awapuni Memorial. So it was rededicated after its refurbishment on the 20th of October 2016. The memorial was originally erected at the racecourse in 1929 to commemorate the New Zealand Medical Corps. After falling into disrepair, a project to restore it began in 2014 at a cost of $200,000. The Royal New Zealand Army Corps established the project team with the Palmerston North City Council and the Awapuni Racing Centre. That's my picture. It was a beautiful day that day. In January 1942, the 1st Battalion Wellington West Coast Regiment and the Manawatu Mounted Rifles, both territorial units, entered camp at Awapuni on the 10th of January 1942, and were there until about March. However, generally Awapuni was used for short-term stopovers, such as with this group in this picture of the 2nd Field Ambulance. They actually trained at the Dannebrog Showgrounds, but they visited Awapuni. So that's where I'm going to leave the Awapuni Showgrounds, just a really quick one. So in conclusion, Palmerston North provided a central place for military activities, with the key facilities at the showgrounds and the Awapuni Racecourse. Some of the major military events at those places, to my mind, include those military tournaments, the refugee camp during the Napier earthquake, the training of the Māori Battalion, and all at the showgrounds, and of course the training of the New Zealand Medical Corps at our Puni Rags course. But as you can see, that was among a number of other activities. And that's where I'll leave it. Thank you very much.